Former federal chief information officer Vivek Kundra says the government relies too much on the same old technology contractors, a group he calls the IT cartels. In a New York Times op-ed, he says cloud computing is the solution to breaking the stronghold of those cartels. Mark Forman was the first eGov administrator at the Office of Management and Budget. He's co-founder of Government Transaction Services and here to talk about this concept. Good to talk to you, Mark. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good to talk to you, Francis. And it stopped raining by me, hopefully by some of the other folks out there.
I just saw somebody walk by the window here with an umbrella folded up, carrying it, not holding it over her head. So maybe we will get a break from the rain for the rest of the afternoon. You saw, like I did, the op-ed that Vivek Kundra wrote in the New York Times. And I want to read the first paragraph of it just because I didn't see a lot of attention called to this. I didn't see any kind of a buzz about it really on Facebook, or I didn't see anything in any of the trade magazines about it. I think it kind of got away from people because it was on August 30th last week when a lot of people were away. But Vivek writes in the New York Times, as the global economy struggles through a slow and painful recovery, governments around the world are wasting billions of dollars on unnecessary information technology. This problem has worsened in recent years because of what I call the IT cartel. This powerful group of private contractors encourages reliance on inefficient software and hardware that's expensive to acquire and maintain. And he goes on to tell some horror story at DOD and then talk about some of the things that he worked on when he was at the Office of Management and Budget. I thought the term IT cartel was interesting because when I think of cartels, I think of that as kind of a nefarious group of companies, almost conspiratorial. Am I reading that wrong, do you think?
Well, I can't judge how Vivek would have wrote that. I think the world of the guy.
No, I understand that, but I mean, just from a perception point of view, am I misperceiving at least the image of the word, not his intentions, but what kind of comes out of it?
Well, no, I think he's, as he communicated to the President's Technology Advisory Board as well, a disdain for the federal contractors. But look, the real issue here is bad management of the government. It's not the contractors and the forest. The contractors are coin operated. They pay for doing what get paid for what the government tells them to do. And if the government tells them to buy bad technology, they'll do it. You know, the real issue here is that the government's got to figure out how to spend money on technology to take in a way that takes advantage of that technology. And I really worry the path we're going down is buying technology for technology's sake, managing the technology. It's not the technology that's bad. It's never been the technology that's bad. It's the more government buys technology for technology's sake and doesn't want to do the business transformation, the more problems arise. And, you know, I think it was last week, the week before, you had Jack Anseron talking about his new book, Democracy's Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether it's IT or weapon systems. If people want to buy what they want to buy and they have the authority because they've got the taxpayer's purse and they can spend it, they're going to spend it. And the contractors are going to do what they're told to make a buck because they're coin operated.
Whose job is it to oversee that? At some point, you have to give people autonomy to do things, or if there's a continuous oversight process, nothing will ever get acquired.
Well, you're absolutely right. But I do think you see interesting management decisions. You know, I think from the outside, we'd call it bad management. But it's a result of the incentive structures in the government. I don't think the people in the government are bad. It's just they're operating on their incentives as well. But let me give you an egregious example. So let's take another DOD example of what we're talking about. The Army, for years, has been buying three different versions of SAP with three different contractors to implement them, and now they've hired a fourth vendor to make the three different versions work together. Now, it's not any one of those contractors' fault. It's certainly not SAP's fault. I mean, I even talked to them when I was trying to help resolve this issue, and they're willing to do the right thing. But the Army doesn't want to do the right thing. They have their silos and their stovepipes, and they buy within those silos and their stovepipes. Now, the administration shut down the financial management line of business, the other shared services initiatives. So that perpetuates this siloed buying behavior, you know, and I can't think of anything more stark. Again, this is not an IT issue. This is a management issue. But yesterday you had Dov Zakheim on, and he had another set of excellent examples of how we wasted so much money by siloed buying behaviors and siloed operational activities in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's these silos that we've got to break down. It's a cross-agency issue. It's not a technology issue.
Agency people that I talk to agree with you. Vendors that I talk to agree with you. It seems like everybody knows the problem, but some people somewhere are not willing to actually go about the work of breaking down the silos. Where does that have to happen?
Well, you know, my personal belief, it's got to start all the way over with Congress. As long as the appropriations process is set up to make funding decisions within a silo, it's very, very difficult down the road, you know, after the money's been committed by Congress to those different silos, to say we're going to spend it differently. And we tried. You know, we had clear cone letters, we had the line of business initiative, we had shared funding. But this has really been going on for the last 20 years, going back to the Government Management Reform Act, when franchise fund activities were created to support what the National Finance Center had been doing at Agriculture Department. And there are clear areas where the technology continues to move to commoditize these business processes. But nobody wants to recognize that government management has to be brought into the 21st century. And I agree with Vivek. This is a global issue. I just don't think that you put that on the back of the contractors. This is a government management issue.